Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking this week about this Christmas surrender, how we put into practice the examples that we see in the surrender of Jesus and coming to earth and his willingness to submit to his Father, the submission of Mary and Joseph and their willingness to be involved. And so each day this week we'll be talking and praying about some aspect of how God wants us to submit. And today we're going to talk about submitting to one another. And Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Probably a couple of disclaimers. One, that as is the predominance of the New Testament, especially the epistles, the letters written by Paul to the churches, they were written to churches, gatherings of believers, those who were part of the body of Christ. And so they weren't necessarily instructions on how to interact with the general public, if you would use that term. Although there definitely is application. But within the body, within the family of God, there's this command, this instruction to submit to one another. And I say within the family of God because the reasoning given is not because they deserve it, not because they've earned it, not because we want to, but out of reverence for Christ. And the one another part would tend to indicate to me that that's their motivation as well. And so when that becomes the core, the center of our submission, then it ought to, at least, if we're pursuing God in a holy manner, it ought to deal with a lot of the excuses that we would tend to want to give. The excuses that kind of surround, well, if I submit to them, then I'll be mistreated, I'll be taken advantage of, I'll be asked and expected to do something that's sinful. And you know, the list of excuses can go on and on. But in the context of out of reverence for Christ and it being the one another, if those things are an issue in our submission to one another that we're doing out of reverence to Christ, we have some pretty big issues. We may want to examine just how it is that we're following Christ. I think that for the most part, those are just the what ifs. You know, those hypothetical situations that we like to bring out that sound like they ought to justify our just going about life in the manner that we want to. They're probably not things that we really deal with. The thing that we really deal with is we don't want to. We kind of like our life led by us. And this practice of submission is, well, it can get complicated. But doing so not only is something that God calls us to do as his children, it's something that reflects him it reflects the reverence that we have for Christ, if it in fact exists. And so we live life. And when our pursuit of Christ, when our reverence of Christ is central within the body of Christ, then we don't simply overlook the differences. We understand and grow through the differences. And sometimes that submission is simply saying, well, that's not the way I would have liked it, but that's no big deal. And when we realize that our reverence for Christ is the guiding factor, the real question, and we'll talk about this more this throughout the week, is how is it that we are submitting to Christ? You see, if we struggle with submission, that's probably a good place to start. You know, those questions that we plant or we allow to grow in our mind. So why do I have to do it that way? Well, God's word says, but I'm not really comfortable with that. How about if I do this instead? And I don't know, I guess I grew up in a different era. And in the generation I grew up in, the statement of mom or dad, because I said so, was all the explanation I needed. Because often it was all the explanation I would get. Not always, there were times that you would call teaching moments that they would explain further, but there are times where God's word explains very clearly his expectations and some of the reasoning behind it, but there are other times that God's word simply says, because I said so. And how we learn to revere God, to live in reverence of Christ, is reflected in how well we deal with submitting to Him. And when He calls us to submit to one another out of our reverence for Him, it ought to shrink rapidly the excuses that come to our mind and come to our lips. And when we do that, we understand that it's everybody's responsibility. If you're in a church body, in a family, in a group of believers where one person is the only one that seems to always be giving in, there's a problem. But when we are submitting to one another out of reverence to Christ, then there ought to be a balance of each person's individuality being valued, their restaurant preference being chosen from time to time, just as they choose the preference of someone else from time to time. You see, the things of life that often divide us when we practice this submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ become things that can actually unite us. But it's with the life that's lived in Christ, it's another element of being God's children that is not only designed for our benefit, but it's designed so that Jesus can be made known. Jesus says that the way that the world, the way that those outside of Christ know that we are His disciples is by our love for one another. And there are a lot of ways to express our love for one another. But one of the ways that tends to get the attention of people the most in today's society, because it's so unusual, is this continual practice of submitting to one another. Of not insisting everything is my way all the time. But rather insisting that everything is done to honor Jesus. As we consider what that looks like in day-to-day life, I think it does spill over into the way we submit to one another out of our reverence for Christ, even if they have no reverence for Christ. I think there's some caution we need to use, some safeguards that we need to be aware of. When the interaction is what we might call unequally yoked. But our willingness to submit out of reverence for Christ in matters that we can submit in can help make the nature of Christ known to those that have not yet come to Him. And living in this way helps us to understand the very nature of Jesus, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but rather humbled Himself, taking on the form of a servant, being born as a man, and being obedient to death, even death on a cross. That's submission. That's the model that we're called to follow. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to this life of submission, but You've not simply given us instruction. You've shown us how to do it. You came to earth as a baby in this Jesus that we celebrate, not just at Christmas of His birth, but every day in our life. Because You became flesh and dwelt among us. Father, as we consider the submission of Jesus, His willingness to not only do what was necessarily, but to do what You requested. May we learn from that. May we put into practice a similar submissive spirit in our life. As we consider the submission of Joseph that agreed to what the angel said, of Mary who said, "May it be as You said." To so many throughout the text of the Bible that were called by You and had that same decision to make that we have. Do I submit or do I do things my own way? And so many examples of those that submitted out of reverence for Christ, those that submitted because of their love for you, and how you used them in big and small and spectacular and ordinary ways. So, Father, may our reverence for Christ be such that it leads us, it's central, it's the core element in not only why we submit, but how we submit. May our greatest desire to be found pure and holy in your sight. To shift our perspective from that of the flesh, of the things of this earth, to an eternal perspective. That we would have great wisdom in knowing what to hold on to, where to stand our ground, what compromises is simply compromise, and what compromises compromising your word in a way that's simply not right. So, Father, as we learn to practice this submitting to one another, may we consistently be encouraged by one another, but also may we consistently be instructed by your word. May we be faithful in holding fast to your teachings, your commands, your precepts, all that you would have us to do, all that you would have us to be. Father, may this submission out of reverence for Christ be such that it expresses our love for one another in a way that people see Jesus, in a way that they know that we belong to Him. Father, as we learn to submit in good and healthy ways, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.